Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Ozzy. Have you ever heard the expression, secure the bag? What does this mean to you? It's an expression that it's used to describe, well, keeping something of value. The bag being anything you want or desire. And for many, this is money. Personally, securing the bag doesn't just mean getting more money. It also means taking stock of what I have and properly managing it. This includes my credit as well. Talking about credit, do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit cards? Have you ever felt like cutting up all your credit cards because you feel like you're way too deep in debt, or credit card companies are making so much interest off you, or you just feel too tempted to swipe? Well, stop. Before you go on to destroy your cards, get all the information you need. A couple weeks ago, we had an interesting Instagram live session on our Instagram page, African Princess in America, and we had an expert, Janessa. She gave us some tips on how to get out of debt in 2019. And by popular demand, we have converted that Instagram live session to a podcast episode. I hope you enjoy this episode. And above all, I hope you learn how to secure the bag. As an immigrant just coming to America, managing credit is one of the first things that, you know, you're thrown into. And if you don't really know how to do it, you find that you suffer a lot, you make a lot of mistakes. And so that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today, you guys. So credit scores, things like that. I moved to America and I have to tell you, I researched this thing. I made a whole lot of mistakes and then finally I got it right. But it's something that you constantly have to be thinking about. And even when you think you have it, you still need to know more. I feel like there's so much to know. And so today I've invited Janessa and she's going to tell us a little bit about just credit score. She's going to tell about how to manage your credit. So hey, hi Janessa.
Hi Ozzy, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. First, before I get into it, I'm going to give it right back to you. Thank you for inviting me on your live today. I've actually never joined anyone's live before. This is my first time. So thank you for inviting me. You seem very professional and I really appreciate that you reached out to me for this information. So I'm really excited to share that with you and all of your followers today.
I'm really, really happy that you said yes to coming on this live session. And hopefully you can answer some of the burning questions that we have about credit scores, credit history, everything. All right. So I'm going to give you a little bit of history about me. I'm Nigerian and I moved to America about 8 years ago. Everything about credit scores was like a mystery to me. I had no idea. First, I was like, why is it good to have credit? Why should I purchase things on credit? You know, like, why is that beneficial? But before we go into that, can you tell me a little bit about you? And then we can start talking about it.
Absolutely. So my name is Janessa Burrell. For those of you who don't know who I am, I am a full-time stay-at-home mom. I also run my own home-based business with financial education services. So I help people get excellent credit. And financial education services, we are a financial literacy company. We aim to educate people on how to eliminate the negative items on their credit, but we also aim to educate them on how to build positive trade lines on their credit, educate them on all matters in personal finance, really. So that's why we go under the umbrella of financial literacy. We want to educate people on how to manage their personal finances.
If you meet someone who has just moved to America for the first time, what would you tell them a credit score is, and why is it necessary to know about it? Why is it necessary to have credit history?
So okay. What a credit score is, it is a number that ranges from anywhere between 300 and 850, and it is used to indicate one's credit worthiness. So by that, it's just showing a pattern of your credit history. What is your behavior when it comes to your credit? And so basically, it reflects one's ability to repay a debt. And okay. It also gives them the opportunity to see areas of improvement once they look at the score. So that's basically what it is. The importance of it, why someone needs a credit score, is a credit score is important because it influences one's chances of getting approved for a loan or mortgage. So it also influences one's interest rates. The higher one's credit score is, the lower the interest rate is, and vice versa. So it's very important to keep track of one's credit score if they desire to get a loan in this country.
Okay, so welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us. Today we're talking about all about how you can take care of your credit score, the things that you can do to make sure that your credit score is increasing, because as Janessa said, it's really, really important if you want to get good interest rates, if you want to purchase stuff like a house, things like that. You really, really need to know what the credit score can do for you. Let's paint a picture here. So I just moved to America, and as an international student, I have, of course, no credit history. What is the best way to create one?
Okay, one way that you can create a credit history is by applying for a secure card. Yeah, you can apply for a secure card, which is basically based on the money that you put on it. So a secure card, it works just like a credit card. And so you wouldn't want to treat it that way. But the best part about it is that you can only spend what you have on there. You can't go above that. So you actually put the money on the card and then you utilize it that way, but you utilize it just the same way as you use a credit card. So I do have some tips for you. So I don't want to, when I go over the tips, I can show you how that would work.
Okay, so yeah, go ahead. Tell us some of the things that we can do to improve our credit score. I have to tell you guys, when I first got to America, it was really difficult to convince anyone to give me a credit card. So yeah, tell us some of the things that you prepared to talk to us about today.
Okay, so what I prepared for you guys is four things that you can implement in the new year that will help you to increase your score. So number one on that is return your credit card balance to zero every single month. So you don't want to keep a credit card balance going on month to month. You don't want to pay minimum balance and just keep that, that debt lingering, because one, that will increase your interest rates, and also it will increase your credit utilization ratio. And what that is basically how much credit you have versus how much you're actually using. So the best rule of thumb is to use under 30% of your actual credit limit. You don't want to go above that, and if you do, you want to resolve to pay it off as quickly as possible. So number one tip is to make sure that you're bringing your credit to zero every single month. Only spend as much as you're able to pay back by the due date if you want to see your credit score increase. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. But, when people, let me tell you about one of the one mistake, right? When I got a credit card, I saw it as extra money that I had to spend.
Right.
And I feel like that's a way a lot of people see a credit card. So, for instance, if I want to travel somewhere and I don't have the money right now, I'm like, okay, I'll put it on my credit card. And then, when I have money, I'm going to pay it off. But obviously, when I have money, I want to do something else with that money. But you're saying only spend what you need.
But typically, if you're trying to build credit, the best way to do that is to keep it under 30% and resolve to pay it back as quickly as possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you're trying to build credit, you can use the credit as much as you want. But if you're trying to build your credit, if you want to see that score go up, you don't want to go beyond the 30%. And even better is to just, only spend what you can pay back with by the due date. So a tip I would give is using it to pay off a small bill, like a cable bill or something like that. And then you can pay it back the next month on time, and you can watch your credit score go up.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, so number two resolution that you can implement for the new year to increase your credit score is to pay down your debt once and for all. And there are a couple of ways you can do that by using one, what's called an avalanche spend down method or a snowball method. And that's basically a strategic way to tackle your debt. You want to start with either your debt that has the highest interest rate or the one that has the highest balance. Either way, you want to tackle them one at a time strategically. Does that make sense?
Okay. I once heard that you need to start from the smallest debt, because you get a feeling of satisfaction. That's a snowball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you get a feeling of satisfaction when you've paid that off and you're like, okay, I'm on to the next thing. So that definitely makes sense.
It's the quickest one, and then it motivates you. You get your first win, and then it motivates you to keep going. So I do recommend the snowball method. And we have budgeting tools within our package as well. So that's number two, is to pay down your debt strategically and resolve to pay it out once and for all.
Okay.
All right. And then number three is to monitor your credit on a monthly basis. So a lot of people are afraid to look at their credit. unfortunately.
I'm in our country right now. I can totally understand why.
Yeah, you know, well over 60 million people in our country have a less than 599 credit score. You know, you can understand why people are afraid to look at it. One, they don't really understand it. And two, you know, once they look at it, a lot of people don't even know where to go from there, you know.
Right.
So you want to eliminate that fear, but it's just checking on it as often as possible on a monthly basis even. You don't have to wait 12 months to get your credit score. There's a lot of tools out there you know, that you can even add to your phone, that you can monitor your score. And that way it keeps it at the forefront of your mind and, you know, it keeps you, you know, on top of things.
Right.
You don't want to let the fear keep you back from taking action, you know, positive action towards your goals.
Okay.
And then lastly, the last thing that you can implement for the new year to help increase your credit score is to send out credit repair letters.
I have to ask you this. So if you check your credit like every week, are you going to see any change?
I think a safe time frame is every month.
Okay.
I don't think you should go longer than that. Check it every month. You know, check it as often as makes you feel comfortable. If you want to check it 7 times a day, then fine.
Yeah, good. Okay, so I'm sorry. Number four.
So, yes, you definitely want to send out credit repair letters. And, you know, we have the Fair Credit Reporting Act on our side. We have the law on our side that says that we have a right as consumers to dispute these negative items. I want to ask a question to the audience. Maybe you can ask them. I wonder how many people out there believe that the credit bureaus are actually like some type of government entity. Do you believe that about the credit bureaus?
I have no idea.
Well, I'll tell you, they're not.
In my head, the credit bureaus are like linked to IRS and collections. And so somehow he'll find you, but I need to know, like, okay, so who are these people?
Most people think they're a government entity. The truth is they are privately owned, and so we are protected by the law that we can dispute those things. And if they're not 100% accurate, basically, if they cannot indicate that they are 100% accurate within a timely fashion, then we have to remove them by law. So we have that right, and so we should exercise it.
We're not disputing stuff like saying, this is not me who purchased all of this stuff. You can only dispute stuff that, like, okay, like, if you find someone has opened a new credit card in your name, something like that, right?
Right. Well, okay. I mean, technically that is the right way to do it.
Okay.
But the Fair Credit Act says that you can dispute all negative items.
Okay.
So, you know, it's up to you to look at it and go through it and comb through it and see which ones that you would like to see eliminated. And so I would say the company that I partner with, Financial Education Services, because we partner with a nonprofit, we're able to dispute all negative items at once with all three credit bureaus. And so we're able to yield a faster result to being able to dispute everything at once as opposed to just one or two at a time. So for someone out there that wants to, you know, send out the letters, but they don't have the time or they don't know where to start, a company like mine would be somewhere you would want to look.
And yeah, Cookie Cup says, yeah, sometimes they're old errors. You're absolutely right.
You know, you pay off your credit every month. Number two is make sure you eliminate all of your debt for the year. Number three was to monitor your credit on a monthly basis at minimum. And number four is to send out credit repair letters.
Okay. So basically, this what you've given us now are tips for people who are just starting out, of course, and people who are already in the system, already owe billions of dollars. I'm just kidding. You know that a lot of people are in debt. And so there are a lot of questions I have for you, but I know people can always reach back to you and ask you these, you know, specific questions about things that they're, you know, worried about.
Yeah.
So Super Blow says, can I dispute hard inquiries that were run multiple times? Like when I tried to get an apartment and the inquiry showed up twice on my report, can I have one removed?
Yes, absolutely. The inquiries are included in what you can dispute, and it happens all the time, especially when people go in to buy cars.
Right.
Like, oh, let's
run your credit.
But then you don't know they're back there just running that credit, you know, over and over and over again until they find the lender for you. And then before you know it, your score has plummeted just from that one interaction. Anything that is negative on there can be disputed.
Okay.
And so
okay.
If it's something that you paid off and it's still lingering on there, then
right.
That's something that you want to look into disputing. or multiple inquiries as well.
So I have some questions for you, definitely, when I put this on Instagram, that we're going to have this live session. A lot of people were leaving some questions, and if you have time to answer some of these questions, that'll be awesome. So someone says, can you tell me a little bit about what a due date is, credit utilization ratio, and minimum payment? Especially, is there a difference between the due date and the closing date?
You know, we don't really want to pay just the minimum payment. We want to spend only as much as you pay back on by the due date. And the due date is basically when your bill is due. And the closing date is basically when that cycle ends for your credit history. So that's just the short version. But in a nutshell, you really don't want to pay the minimum payment, because that will increase your interest rate. So just put that out of your mind. The minimum payment. Just only spend what you can afford to pay by the due date. And that's just the easiest answer I can give you if you're trying to increase your credit score.
And so someone says, how much credit should I use?
Keep it under the 30%. So if your credit limit is only $100, then you should be spending $30 or less.
Okay. And then someone else says, how can I work toward a debt-free 2019? So I'm guessing they're already in debt. So, you know, what is the best way to start chipping away at some of that debt?
What I recommend is the snowball method, where you start with the smallest debt, with the smallest balance, and work from there. And basically, the way that the snowball works is you pay off the balance of the first, the lowest balance, and then rather than saying, oh, I have this extra money, let me go spend it, no, you add that amount to the minimum balance that you were paying on the following, the one that has the next highest balance.
Right.
That way that accumulates, like a snowball that gets bigger and bigger, and by the time you get to the largest debt, you have a nice amount that you're putting towards that, and you can eliminate that debt even faster.
So what are some of the things that your company, what are other things that your company covers?
Okay, well, I do want to go back to the question you asked me about what an immigrant can do when they first get to the country to build credit. So I know I mentioned the secure card, right? That's one way to apply for a secure card. Another way to get a credit or start building credit is to piggyback on someone. If you already have someone, a family member, they don't even have to be a relative, really. If it's someone that you trust, someone that has good credit already, you can just ask them, hey, can you add me as a authorized user on your credit account? And you can be added. You don't necessarily have to have access to the account. You won't be able to spend anything. But if they add you to as an authorized user on their credit account, then you can benefit from them being responsible people. And that will build your credit history as well. So that's another way that someone who's an immigrant can come here. If they already have family here or friends here that are responsible, they've been paying, they already have good credit, you can just say, hey, I'm trying to start and build my credit. You mind adding me as an authorized user? And I have another third tip is, if you're renting, you can reach out to companies that can add your rent as a positive trade line on your credit.
And so it's not automatic that your rent goes on your credit report?
No, only works with mortgages. And it's unfortunate because rent is one of our highest bills. But now these days, they do have tools that you can use. With our company, we use Credit My Rent, and it's something that we offer separate from our Protection Plan membership, where you can use your credit, use your rent. If you pay your rent on time every month, you can use that as a positive trade line. And with Credit My Rent, you can use up to 24 months retroactive. So if you come in already knowing that you've been paying your rent on time for the past 24 months, you can use all those months.
Wow.
So that's something that we also offer with financial education services. So you asked me what else, other things that my company
other services that you guys offer. Yeah.
Okay. So credit restoration is our flagship product. So it's number one, but it's one out of 13 that our clients get in what we call our protection plan membership. So we have the credit restoration, number one. We also have our will trust power of attorney. We have our will and trust and power of attorney, where one can establish a will, establish a trust, and you know, it's really like what I would call like a love letter that you leave for your family. God forbid if something were to happen to you.
I don't think Africans are gonna love that, but okay.
Yeah, no, but you know,
we're very superstitious.
I know. That's true. I'll give you an example. For instance, like Aretha Franklin and Prince, they recently passed away in this past year. They're worth millions of dollars, and unfortunately,
but they had no wills.
When you think about it, that's kind of irresponsible.
You know, I feel like it's more like a cultural thing, where we need to like change the way we think about certain things. And then,
I mean, we see it a lot, even on Facebook, families that, you know, tragedies happen.
Right.
Ready. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? A GoFundMe goes up.
Right. Because they can't pay for anything.
You know, if we have something like this in place, and maybe, you know, we'll be more prepared, and our families can grieve in peace without having to worry where these funds are coming from. That's included. And I would say this, with the will and trust and power of attorney by themselves, if someone were to go and try to establish that outside, it can cost thousands of dollars, really, to establish those types of things, depending on what type of lawyer you use. And this is actually included in our package. We also have a debt zero budgeting tool. That's also included in the package to help people to get out of debt. So we want to make sure that we're not just disputing items, and because we can't eliminate the person's responsibility for the debt. So we want to help give them the tools to go ahead and know when they can be out of debt. We also have credit attorneys. We have smart credit, where you can monitor your credit, which was number three on the things that you can implement. Monitoring your credit from month to month. So we have smart credit where you can monitor, and it's live. You can check your credit as many times as you want, and it will be up to date and readily at your fingertips. And then we also have identity protection. You know, we're in the business of fixing people's credit, so we want to make sure that we are protecting them from the fastest growing crime in America, which is identity theft. Every 2 seconds, somebody's identity is being stolen, so we want to make sure that they're protected from that as they're working towards cleaning up their credit. And then we also have credit building tools. We educate you on how to add positive trade lines to your credit to help build the score as we, you know, eliminate those negative items from your score. So we create a balance. And in our company, you can tell that we care about the family unit, and we care about, you know, the balance of, you know, someone's finances. So it's not just about the credit repair, it's just about the overall umbrella of financial literacy and just educating people on how they can better their personal finances overall.
Sounds amazing what you guys do, but it also sounds a little pricey already. Because now you're talking about all these things.
And someone
who is listening, I'm sure, is saying, wait a minute, I want to get out of debt.
How much is that going to cost, right?
Right, how much is that going to cost me? Yeah. Is it affordable?
Well, believe it or not, I almost want to ask them, how much do you think something like this is worth? I just mentioned a bunch of things that are worth, like, by themselves could cost anywhere, someone thousands of dollars. But luckily, our company cares about the regular person, you know, that day-to-day person. So we want to make it as feasible as possible for our consumers. So to start with our company, it's only $89 a month with no contract. And so to get started, there's a $99 activation fee, and then it's just only $89 a month thereafter. So that's very comparable to other companies that only do credit repair and might charge a little bit more on a month-to-month basis, and then you can't necessarily track what they're doing. With our company, we add a lot more value at a much more affordable rate. And you're able to track these things because you have your own personal agent that you can ask questions at any time, whenever they're available. And then we also have a real customer service team that is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day.
Okay, it sounds good. It sounds good. I mean, it definitely sounds like something that someone who is really in a really bad spot can take advantage of, definitely, and get out of debt. You want to really be out of debt in 2019. You don't want to be carrying over debt into the new year and then, you know, creating more debt and things like that. And so if you guys really, really need her services, how can they reach you?
And you can follow me on Instagram at only one Janessa. That's two N's and one S. So that's only O-N-L-Y, the number one, and that's J-A-N-N-E-S-A. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Janessa K. Burrell. And so that's my first name, Janessa, J-A-N-N-E-S-A, the letter K as a type. And the middle name, my last name is Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L. So those are the two places that you can find me. And you can just add me as a friend or send me a DM, and I'll answer any questions you might have.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that you can take our time and talk to us today about how to get out of debt, because that's something that a lot of people struggle with. And I feel like the tips that you've given today, you know, how to pay off your debt. Keep an eye on your credit score. If you have any negative reports on there, you can actually get it taken off. And you can write letters and, you know, actually take things out if you have any negative stuff in your credit history. I think that makes a whole lot of sense. So thank you so, so much. You know, I wish I met you 8 years ago when I was making all these terrible mistakes. Yes, but thankfully, yes, some of us have to learn the really hard way how to manage credit. If you're already in debt and you need to get out of it, Janessa can help you. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is reach out to her on her Instagram page. Mm-hmm. Only one Janessa on Instagram.
Yes, only one Janessa. That's two N's, one S.
Okay. And if you have any questions, please reach out to Janessa directly and she can answer all your questions.
Right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you allowing me on this platform. This is why I do it. You know, I was in a bad position when I started. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the whole point of me getting started is so that I can help someone else.
Right.
And reaching their financial goals. So I really appreciate you having me on today. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.